Welcome to our last talk today. If we are true Christians, then we are automatically Jesus' ambassador here on earth. We want to briefly look at what that has got to do in connection with healing. 2 Corinthians 5 says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." An ambassador is a person from one country living in another country as a representative of their country. Since we are not from this world, as we read in John 15, "If you were of the world would love its own, yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. But we are born of God." John 1 says, "Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." So according to these verses, we represent heaven here on earth. Our origin lies in heaven. That's our real true home. Therefore, we are his ambassador here on earth. An ambassador has to operate in line with the words and orders of his country's ruler, or else he is no longer a true representative. Keeping this in mind, we read in Matthew 8:28, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." Ambassadors serve to establish relationships between countries. Therefore, we are here to establish relationships with people and connect them with God in heaven. We reconcile people here on earth from the kingdom earth to the kingdom heaven, the country we come from. 1 Corinthians 5 says, "And has committed to us the word of reconciliation. This is our job." The main reason Jesus came to this world is to save our soul for eternity. That's why he went to the cross and paid for our sins, which is the very obstacle which separates us from God and heaven. And that obstacle we can't remove ourselves. And we have found out in our previous talks that Jesus didn't only pay for our sins, but also for our sicknesses. Even though healing is a byproduct, Jesus still paid for it and practiced it. Therefore, healing should not be neglected when we represent his kingdom here on earth. I only point out that because we have been looking at the topic of healing. There are many more other things we need to represent here on earth, like, for example, his righteousness, humility, kindness, and the most important one, which is love. We are basically here to represent him. So to sum the answer in one sentence, I would put it this way. As a huge part of Jesus' ministry was to give away healing freely, free for us, but not for him, because it cost him very much. It would be very strange if we didn't represent that caring and loving side of God healing here on earth as his ambassador. I hope you enjoyed this series and are inspired now to be more free and bold to witness, preach the gospel, and add to it praying for the sick as his ambassador. And if you are not yet a born-again Christian, then the first step for you is to repent of your sins and trust Jesus as your Savior and fully surrender your life to him. The moment you have done this, Jesus will live in you, and then you too can pray for the sick. Thank you very much for watching this series. I really hope you enjoyed it and could learn a few things. Take care. Bye.